Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes indeed, another blessed episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High, yes indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again. I welcome the most, I welcome you with utmost, thankfulness to the Most High. Every ear, yes, for every ear that he brings near. I welcome you to the show. Now, thank the Most High, yes, I do. For he has told me that for his cause, his purpose, the point is that I have some very important things for him that I must do. And yes, he told me that because of the things for him that I must do, he said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he told me I would have his protection. Yes, his protection, his guidance. For that, yes, indeed, for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be, yes, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he's told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed for his cause. I must tell you things. Men have done everything they could Yes, indeed, some everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to revert, to silence my brothers and sisters if they could. Yes. Regretfully, if they could, to destroy. But my brothers and sisters, the Most High has always had a plan. Always had a plan, my brothers and sisters, toward bringing the truth of His will to the remembrance of His people. For without that power, I say without the power of remembrance, without the capacity to discern beyond what ordinary eyes see and ordinary ears hear, I dare say, my brothers and sisters, that without that power to discern what this world, this present age, could never tell, without the capacity, my brothers and sisters, to discern what must restore mankind to conscience as of old in a world where all have sinned and fallen short of the glory, there'll be absolutely no hope for any man. I repeat, without that power, there'll be no hope for any man to be saved. But the Most High has indeed a plan. And my brothers and sisters, that plan, I dare say, though it be wise beyond compare, my brothers and sisters, rare few are willing to even approach discerning it, let alone declaring it. I tell you now, my brothers and sisters, no one, absolutely no one, has power to raise his own conscience. I repeat, no one has the power to raise his own conscience sufficient unto that which is harmony and peace with all the saints, with all the saints, my brothers and sisters, who have attained before us. I repeat, no one, absolutely no one, has the power to attain the conscience that is harmony and peace, agreement, mutual and common love unto the same salvation. That was discerned by all the saints, true saints, who have attained before us. I find it amazing. You know, sometimes I look at the various forms men comment on supposed spiritual issues. It's amazing how many have no idea of how much they condemn themselves. Desires. First and foremost, preparing to cut one another down before they can even begin to think about the idea of seeking what is a genuine solution to so many problems. In fact, a lot of times when you talk about real solution, they'd rather not hear them. Rather continually argue. So they can exalt themselves before men, seeming before some to be wise. When in fact, all they do is prove just how foolish and far from the principles of the kingdom that they really are. Such a shame. Such a shame. And sometimes it's amazing how people like that can oftentimes be the most vocal. How much do they even realize that all they're doing is digging their grave even deeper? I've heard people talk about digging a grave with their teeth or with your tongue. Such a shame. Such a shame. I'd like to talk about a few things tonight. There's a scripture that demands, in fact, it demands respect. Demands consideration. scripture that's at Matthew 22:35. Question that was asked to Messiah. Asked him a question saying, Master, which or what is the greatest commandment of all in the law? Talking about Matthew 22:35. Yeshua said unto him, I answered him, saying, You shall love the Most High, the Elohim, and was I to be our collective conscience to us all. We talked about that for a moment. We talked about this a few shows in the past few days. The men really need to understand something. Everything the Most High has said, everything the Most High has said, is in fact a guide, a command. And my brothers and sisters, is a God to his people. I said to his people. Find it amazing. Some folks even dare to say, but they don't have to keep the law of the Most High. Now, I had someone even tell me, Maranatha group, and go and tell them what it is, it was Lakewood Church. I dared to tell me one time that they don't have to love the Lord or his will or his command in order to be saved. I say, what has convinced them of such foolishness? They can still say they're saved, complete, whole. First command is love the Most High with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. Trying to tell you something about the spirit, some folks who say they belong to a church. Well, at any rate, getting on. Science said the first command of all. How about the first commandment of the faith? To love the Most High with all our mind, all our heart, all our soul. Reflecting all our mind, all our might. So this is the first command, first and greatest commandment. And the second, he said, is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. He said, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, when the Most High, when the Messiah spoke concerning the law and the prophets? Very much. Like looking at the scripture. So in Isaiah 8:16-20. Bind all the testimonies, seal all the prophets. Besides, going to speak, reckoning according to all these words. Saying, if any man does not reckon according to these words, according to agreement, or with consensus, wrought, ultimately it means of a conscience, aware, willing to reason as one, and all these things, he says, there's no light in them. No light. Variance then. How about pollutions? How about lies? How about misopinion? How about illusion? How about contentions? What is the law and the prophets? He said, the second commandment is likened to the first in a way. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Did we ever consider, my brothers and sisters, what do you mean when he said, what is the law? Is that just the law of Moshe? Law of Moses, as some would say? Or is it something more? Is it something much more? Some people have had to actually turn around and say that they could be taught of the Most High. Say to the Most High, hey, complicit unto his kingdom. Don't have to keep his law. That's insanity. That's absolutely insanity. As I said to you before, the word of the Most High is a God and should be a God to his people. And if not, I wonder who they call a God. Most High said, he is the Most High. He is the one who leads you out of the land of Egypt. How about out from darkness? You shall have no other God before him. No concept of deity you place greater. You ever start to consider the Most High himself considers his own word supreme, that he has to obey it. Even he doesn't get in the way in his own way against what he has declared must be, against the man that he has declared must be kept. And please, my brothers and sisters, don't turn around and say that Most High to keep command as you imagine it in his dictate. Most High told me to know what's said, not know why it says, missed the point. Most High doesn't reveal a thing to you. It amazes me how many people feel that they have a right to speak with him. Never heard from him. And like I said, they comfort themselves by reprimanding others, berating others. Imagine that they have a superior stance and they know so little. Such a shame. The law of brothers and sisters of the Most High and what he has prophesied, not only what the Most High has commanded his people must do, prophets also, my brothers and sisters, in many cases reproved the people. They also foretold what was to come to pass, meaning that have the people having the same expectation as the law. Same sense of what is eventuality as a people, as a law. I would have you to understand, brothers and sisters, what the Most High commands his people must do according to the nature of what is justice and its appropriate time and place. It's a law. In some of the ways, you can say it's the customs of the people. Understand, there's a lot of ways that you could bring to one place might be totally acceptable. Customarily, it's totally unacceptable in another. Did you hear what I said? Totally acceptable in one place, totally unacceptable in another. It's nothing to root and shout and holler and scream. Somebody's at a football game, rooting on the players. But if you're in a library, you have to be watching. Oh, I know some people may do this. Watch film reels of a football game. You start shouting and screaming about somebody having performed good or bad on the football field in the library, it puts you out. Like I said, my brother and sister, a lot of ways. The scripture says, science said himself, a lot of ways to seem right under men. So many ways, but the end thereof is death. In the context of when he said, that was highly esteemed among men. It's disgusting before Yah. What did I say to you? But that no man can raise his own conscience unto a place acceptable unto the Most High? What about the idea that in order to be considered worthy, or even considered unto the possibility of being worthy under the kingdom of the Most High, every soul is obligated to seek the whole truth for the good of his brother. Every soul is obligated to seek the Most High, humbly seek the Most High for the knowledge of his will. I didn't say anyone presuming to speak at all. All seeking a reason as one in what the Most High reveals with a ready mind and heart for the good of his brother. To even be considered worthy of even being taught. There are some who are arrogant about it, expecting to be taught. When what the Messiah said, the spirit of truth, the world will not receive. The world doesn't want to keep or preserve the fullness of what is divine law. When the scripture said, if you love me, keep my commandments, it's talking about keeping his word and his conscience, the knowledge of his word and conscience intact against all the intrusions of the world. But there are those who know only worldliness. We'll say that they are saved. Say that they are part of the community of saints. Saying even that if you try to describe it to them, what the scriptures call Abraham's bosom, they say they would even tell you they're already in it. Abraham. It was called Abraham's bosom. Talk to those who are beloved after the kind of teaching, training, discipline Abraham himself got in preparation for the kingdom of Yah. Hey, knowing the God being, having revealed to him the perfect will of Yah, the gospel of the kingdom, the kind of social coalitions, orientation, and ideals that one must attain to, being found absent in the kingdom of Yah, rather than something that, for the sake of peace, should not be allowed to enter. Did you hear me? I said for the sake of peace. The Most High has already promised peace. They're not going to let anybody in, just come in and do things however they will. Thinking they can disconcert the peace, do things however they will, and everybody there is just supposed to accept it. No, my brothers and sisters, it's not going to work that way. And like I said, every soul is obligated to seek the whole truth for the good of his brother. It said, you should love the Most High with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. That was not to an individual as much as it was to the whole people. All gaining the knowledge of the kingdom. All humble themselves for the Most High. Hey, no one desires to misrepresent. No one being so hasty in his conclusions that he lies even inadvertently. Need to be very, very careful, my brothers and sisters. Very careful. What scripture say? What is it, 12:36, Matthew? Matthias? Every foolish word a man speaks, he'll give account of it in the judgment. How many are careful not to speak a foolish word? How many have spoken foolish words, deceptive words, words to placate and comfort themselves or someone else? Having not heard anything from the Most High, dared to say that the Most High gave them authority, or they heard it from him. And in so doing, they only completely and entirely invalidate themselves of being called in any way trustworthy, respectful at all. But you hire a lawyer, didn't know you, nor the order of the court, nor the law. Didn't know any of that. But he's saying he's speaking for you. I think you'd rather, before you get in any more trouble, seek to fire that slacker on the slot, on the spot. Tripping, my brothers and sisters. Like I said, these people call themselves pastors, and I can't even tell you how many times I've heard them tell me it's not about what the book says, about them learning a profession. Folks are willing to buy it, they're willing to sell it. Telling me about the scriptures they can or cannot preach because of their denominational affiliation or their avocation. Saying that some things they can't teach because they're going to take a stance that behooves their pockets. Wow. It's almost as if to say these people have already sworn themselves over. They can't save anyone. They really can't save anyone anyway. The conscience is necessary to be one with they who have attained the kingdom of Yah, my brothers and sisters. It's not something any man can give to himself. You don't have any idea of that orientation. Not truthfully. But the Most High himself shows it. Anybody who imagines otherwise is fooling himself. Like I say, I think about it amazingly. You know, we could talk about the multitude of scriptures in the Bible. It actually says the Messiah comes, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. None knows how to honor the Most High. The way of peace, they don't know. So folks who don't know the way of peace are saved and ready to enter the kingdom of Yah and keep the peace. Really? Some people really believe that? Wow. He said in Isaiah, it said in Isaiah 59, that's what it said, what, 59 and 8? What about Isaiah 42? The scripture that says he will have to lead the blind by a way they know not. What about Psalm 14, Psalm 53? None righteous, no, not one. Isaiah 41, none who speaks fully the gospel. None who discerns the solution. If they return, their answer must be true to what the Most High declared from the beginning. What about the idea about Isaiah 50, amongst other places? Sounds so much like scriptures also in Hebrews in the 5th. Sighing off of vehement cries and tears, him was able to save him from death, and verily he was heard. And he grew to become perfect, came out of life everlasting to those who believe in him. What about the scriptures in Isaiah 50? Morning by morning, the Most High causes my ears to hear the teaching. I have not turned back the rebellious way. That I should know how to declare a word to the weary. But now, and now at my rebuke, I dry up the rivers. The fish stink because there's no water. Concerning the heavens, those who rule over men and make sackcloth their covering. How many understand, brothers and sisters, Messiah, since the whole world is in this condition? He himself has to overcome the world. He himself has to see beyond all the lies and illusions, the pretenses of false righteousness, to show other people how to do the same. He has to overcome all the obstacles of false righteousness erected by men that have kept men divided and incapable of functioning true to the Shema. He said, we all must love the Most High with all our minds, hearts, soul, and might. Under the fullness of his will. Hey, but they have people swearing allegiance to denominational titles. Men who themselves either can't see or don't want to see or would never speak before this is what the Most High intends. And in the end result, have they loved the Most High with all their minds, heart, soul, and might, or just some chicanery? Some total illusion. Some total counterfeit misrepresentation that just simply seems wise to men. Men not discerning the covenant, not discerning what the covenant is. Also don't discern, my brothers and sisters, what the covenant is not. And a whole lot of folks have no intention of even seeking or declaring any part of the fullness of what the covenant is before the Most High. Because the masses don't know how they're being robbed, what they're being denied. The robbers run rampant every day. But my brothers and sisters, like I said, the Most High is going to have his day. And all I can say is that all those who dare to speak unto the destruction of so many souls will only face the condemnation that they place on all those who they destroy. It's only just, my brothers and sisters. It's only justice. Some folks are not going to stop lying till they can't breathe anymore. Most High controls breath, too, whether we have it or whether we don't. We live in a society that has so little respect for the Most High. So little respect. Society never taught respect. How can you respect to have faith in him when you got 45,000 denominations out here all claiming to be servants of his? And everybody feels like they go to anyone they will. Far from partiality, not even looking to find out what is perfect. Get into a church and not even concerned about whether this man who calls himself a pastor is true to all things the Most High declared, true to all the Spirit would teach and declare. Therefore, that means you walk in there and all you can do if some people are in a cage of damnation, hey, you leave them in there too. You walk in and wind up damn yourself. Why? Remember what the Lord told me? I just tell you. He said, every lie a man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimensions of truth. Greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What men think they know, not giving consideration to all things he has said, that is not wisdom at all. Every lie a man believes, every falsehood, It's sin. It's separation from Yah. But so many speak presumptuously, causing men to believe illusions. And in separating their brother from the kingdom of Yah, do they actually expect that the Most High is going to accept their petition or their offering? See, the spirit of truth the world will not receive. Meaning those who love the ways of this world, as a dimension of truth they'll never understand, never be found worthy to hear. Never found worthy to understand. How much do people do things that make absolutely no sense? Totally spiritually detrimental to themselves and everyone around them. They don't think one time as to the nature of what they do. And then figure like if they don't know what they do, then it's okay. Wow. Like I said, there's a lot of different fluids in a car. Power steering fluid, automatic transmission fluid, and antifreeze, brake fluid, kind of fluid you need to put on your windshield fluid, antifreeze, water, gasoline. Start taking all those different fluids and put them in the wrong places and see what you get. Start putting gas in your radiator and see what comes of it. Wow. It's time for better discretion in this, my brothers and sisters. Everything must be put in its proper place. Nothing out of order, as we create mass destruction. Well, I can say that since the Most High alone is the one who raises conscience, attunes conscience is true unto him. Let every man prove himself utmost humble. You have to understand what the scriptures mean. It says, the spirit of Yah is upon the preacher to get tired of the meek. Open the eyes of the blind, release the captives. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, seeing, the Most High allows you to see anything of his kingdom. One of the first things you begin to realize right quickly is that nothing of this world was sufficient to begin to prepare you for it. Not that level of conscience. If someone might pretend otherwise, tell you now it's not happening. It's simply not happening otherwise. Most High is the only Savior. Like I said, pray. Everybody needs to pray. Pray for one another. Most High finds us worthy. We have eyes that can see. Abraham's bosom, commonwealth of Israel, covenants of the promise, customs of Israel. Scripture says you without these things, you without hope, without Yah, and in the world. Oh, the world is alien. Alien, unaware of what's necessary into the kingdom of Yah and be counted steadfast, worthy, acceptable for the presence of the king. Wow. Some people just think like, you know, whoever will, let him come. They preach that scripture all the time, Revelation 22. Whoever will, let him come. Did you not see the scripture say, blessed are they who do his commandments, and they may have a right to the tree of life? That they may also receive the reward and enter into the city. And outside are the sorcerers, those who contrive illusions, whoremongers who seek to entice after the flesh. Spoke of such as those who love to tell lies. Say they come in. So if they add anything to the command or the covenant or take anything away, it's like adding damnation to your soul or taking away your opportunity at eternal life. Messiah said, I'm the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star. How many understand that's the same one talked about in Revelation? One called the morning star, one they call the king of the east in Revelation 16, who the scripture says in advance. Also at Isaiah 41. It says they will wait for him to renew their strength. One scripture says he will come forth saying, keep silent before me, O you isles. Hearken to me, O you nations. Scripture says he's going to declare a word that's going to prove foolish all the rulers, all the kings, all the princes. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even all the priests. Read Malachi. What do you think that is, my brothers and sisters, but one of those sit down, shut up, and you might learn something moments. There are those who say they're saved. They're delivered from all the misconceits of this world. They are made whole, true unto the knowledge of the kingdom of Yah. All that's necessary to be found pleasing them. Because they said so. Because men see them as honorable. Really? I see a scripture talking about the one called the angel from the rising sun of the king of the east, who has the seal and the confirmation. One who's going to say, listen to me, O you isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. One's going to say, keep silent for me, O you nation, let my people renew their strength. No peace to the wicked, no peace to the lawless. No peace to those who are arrogant in their ignorance, daring to presume to speak for, or telling others they speak for the Most High, but haven't heard from it. I'll tell you something, reading a book, even the Bible itself, to know what's said and I know why it says and miss the point and cause others to do the same. And I dare say it's a shame because a whole lot of folks do this all day long, misleading their brother and hollering about it was love. Let me tell you something. You don't know how to love the Most High, honor the Most High, anything else the Most High positively unless he shows you himself. You just presume that whatever you do will please everyone because you decided. You decided? It was a pleasing and acceptable thing to do? Wow. People have to learn a lot more respect for the Most High. Truly they are. The law and the prophets. The law, my brothers and sisters, the codices of the kingdom. It's the ways, my brothers and sisters, that are acceptable there. Let me tell you something. Don't think just everybody the Lord just allows to enter, just allows to come as he will. I see scriptures like, for instance, when Moses brought the people of Israel out of Egypt, and they came to the foot of the mountain, where Moshe had been given the Ten Commandments. And Moses had told Moshe to tell the people, set up, if anything, a fence around the mountain, and then don't come near it, lest he break out against them. And everybody just assumed the Most High just pleases however they choose. Whatever doctrine, denomination, or whatever. I see scripture where Messiah is going to say, keep away from me, you who work iniquity. I never knew you. In other words, hey, you dare to speak, what, for me? And I didn't tell you anything first. And all you did was declare, therefore, was injustice. Keep away from me. I spent a little time today trying to talk to some people. And I remember somebody I ran into, and they just simply told me they didn't need that information. Wow. What are they going to do when the day comes that it had to be said that you told me you didn't need it? I knew doggone well she needed it. And I'm not saying out of being arrogant. Scripture tells us well that if we think we know anything, we know it not as we ought to know it. But how many of us really understand that? Well, because the kingdom of Yah is after none of this world's orientations. Scripture tells the Messiah comes, he's going to not judge after what his eyes see nor what his ears hear, and by the breath of his lip. How about by the conscience of his spirit? He shall expose all unrighteousness, every fallen standard, that unto him every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear allegiance. In other words, when you see the greater light, you move toward it. Blessed are those who are allowed to see it. I know everybody's not in for this kind of message. But my brothers and sisters, this kind of message is sorely necessary. Deeply necessary, my brothers and sisters. Like I said, whether you realize there's a whole lot of pastors out there that tell you they can't teach beyond the parameters of the institution that employs them, even when it's right. They can't do that because that exposes the institution. The Most High is supposed to look at it and be jump for joy that somebody decided to use his name according to their own imagination rather than seeking his spirit. And most people realize, don't even realize these pastors have no obligation whatsoever, not in their hearts, to do what is right. But they do have an obligation to lie and never to say, because, like I said, there's so much truth that they're already forsworn not to speak. Such a shame. Check out the website of mine and see such articles as the Secret City Prophet. There's a new article up there called Sankofa. Some folks that I've been running into of late. The article there called Early Church Origin Mutual Expectation. Very few that is on those on that website, even though I can verify it with scripture over and over again. Very few pieces of scripture and acknowledgments that are on that website are folks really willing to discern the fact that they actually need these words. But without them, they have no possibility of being made whole. Most have no clue whatsoever who it is, the scripture says, is going to expose the marks of the beast, the standards of the nations, the times of the Gentiles, even the times of our diaspora among the Gentiles, should come to an end, to end our days of blindness. I'm talking about Romans 11:25-27. The blindness is part of the fallen Israel until the times of the Gentiles come to an end. Meaning that Gentile reign in the world and men seeking to placate that folly and left the whole world in so many ways blind. Book of Jacob, they called James. Hey, he was scattered among the nations, among a multitude of provocations. Say, we're supposed to be seeking the Most High. That's right. We're supposed to be seeking the Most High if we're going to get past these illusions. If we desire them, we each one another better. We love Yah as much and more than we love ourselves. And are willing to love our brothers and sisters. How to be loved? We seek the whole truth for their good, even as they should seek the whole truth for the good of ours. Because nobody's confirmed after a partial or perverted standard. Most High is not going to confirm any standard or any covenant or contract that he didn't write. How many really understand that? They do not hear. They do not make foolish mistakes unto the destruction of any. Like I said, Messiah comes to overcome the world to show others how to do the same. How many folks are really willing to admit among the churches that the obstacles he must overcome is they themselves. All the illusions come as a result of man's blindness after the flesh. Wake up time, brothers and sisters, truly it is. I even trip out on how many folks always tell me about how they want to know the name of the Most High. They claim what they think they know it is. This I want to know of those who say they want to know. If you knew the name, would you know how to honor it? Like I said, no man has power to honor the Most High. No man has power to honor the Most High unless the Most High reveals himself. And if the Most High has not revealed himself, that you might know how to come to him, respectful of, let's just say, the door that he opens with the truth that he gives. See if how well you will maintain the integrity of that word to keep him. If he hasn't done this, you really don't need to know his name. You need to know first his principle. Unless after presumptuous insolence and audacity, you damn yourself. I said it's going to be a night with some hard-hitting punches. Truth is simply what it is, my brothers and sisters, and we all going to have to deal with that. Ignoring this fact and making a lot of mistakes and errors and mounting up testimony against ourselves really doesn't make sense. No, my brothers and sisters, it doesn't make sense at all. Most of you told me it's going to be all about respect a day very soon, because he's not going to vouch for anyone who spoke presumptuously and dared to think they were wise. Who will understand in this time? We must seek the Most High and allow him reveal himself to us. To us, we give, brothers and sisters. This has been Eddie Meow. Covenant Remembrance Ministries, and to his might, and to his honor, and his praise always, thanking him always for the wisdom he gives and every year he brings near. My brothers and sisters, to his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening.